Thanks for listening to the Adam Carolla Show on Podcast One. The Adam Carolla Show, celebrating a decade of podcasting.
Hey, Adam, it's your pal Sal checking in. I want to wish you a happy 10-year podcast anniversary. 10 years is a long time. It shows the steadiness and determination you offer every day. And the most fascinating thing about 10 years is 10 years ago on your first podcast, you started a story and you still have yet to complete it. So good going, buddy. You are the lean and hungry type. You're what they call in this business a man eater. So keep it up. Here's to another 10 years. But then that's it. How fucking long are we going to hear about left turn signals and coffin corners? Congratulations.
Back to the Adam Carolla Show.
I have some hot cock talk.
Oh.
It's coming up.
We've been waiting.
I'll be the judge of that.
The great magnet. First, I'll just tell you, this is a sidebar note. In my world of just complaining about stuff, sort of noticing stuff and complaining about stuff, I was at the dentist getting a checkup because of the oral surgery and the blah, blah, blah last week. And they got the mirror, and the mirror is the little angled mirror. Mm-hmm. And for a million years, it was made of surgical stainless steel. And it always bothered me because they would clank it around your mouth. And they sort of use it like a rancher would use a fireplace poker out in the prairie, you know, like, hey, move that line. Like, just kind of using it around.
Hey, Cookie.
We can't feed them boys chicken rice. And they'd use it, and they'd, like, hold stuff up, move gums over, move lips over. And they would always clank it. And I'd say to them, why don't you make those things out of plastic and save us all the clanking of the metal on the teeth? And they'd go, we got to put these things, we got to sterilize them, we got to make them real hot. You know?
And silicone.
I'd go, pop the hood of your car and tell me how many plastic parts are in that engine bay, the engine cover. There's so many parts now that are plastic. Don't tell me they can't take the heat. And they're like, and so we moved on or whatever. But I went to the dentist the other week, and she was doing it around, and it was plastic. And I was like, oh, that's an upgrade. She's like, yeah, that's what we use now. And I'm like, that's good. And she's like, yeah, it's good. Doesn't have clank on your teeth. I was like, yes, this is what I was screaming about 25 years ago.
The lore is some genius came in to get his teeth cleaned.
Right.
Legend says.
So now back to the hot cock talk.
Clanking around now.
So was the dentist. The story of in Not Taco Bell material where the penis was graffitied on the thing. Mm-hmm. And then I had the big argument with Jimmy about it being uncut and blah, blah, blah. Jimmy enjoyed it. And I think he sort of thought, well, let's talk and I'm in the stand up. And so if we're going to recount something from the special, let's talk about that. And so part of the rundown was we're going to talk about the penis.
The
and we're going to talk about the graffiti and the penis and thing and Jimmy and the conversation, and everything else. Now, the part that I never really knew is Jimmy did have that picture of him, and he did go to Europe, and he did take a picture of a penis when he was 18. He can't find the stupid picture, but he drives him nuts. But anyway, then he sent me in. So we were having this penis-centric argument or discussion on Jimmy's show last night, and it was part of the rundown. And little did I know that CNN had a story about one of the earliest penises found in Europe, you know, on a cave, like drawn, not graffiti.
But
like
Jimmy found it.
Found it. And
petrified.
What's the story? Maxwell, what is the CNN story? Well, first off, it's a weird great magnet thing that I was just talking about, like European graffitied penises and CNN. You know, they don't do less than 40% of their stories are Eurocock-centric, you know?
Right.
So,
they are the cock news network after all.
It is weird that they were doing a story on graffitied penises from a million years ago. But go ahead, Maxipata. Sorry.
All right. So this is a CNN article that came out this week. While repairing Hadrian's Wall in the 3rd century, some Roman soldiers amused themselves with a secondary activity, carving explicit graffiti. So it's from 207 A.D.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just they just found these. They recently just found them. Wrote an article about it on CNN.
So we were
virile balls.
And Adam, you were right.
Uncut.
Uncut.
Sheathed.
Now, Jimmy, what did Jimmy's email to me say? He did the, he did a thing where it's like, case closed. I'm like, no, it's wide open, brada.
Yeah, the subject line was case closed. And then he screenshotted the picture of this penis and just wrote 270 AD Rome.
But
I say
this goes against his argument.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is Europe.
Pardon the pun, but this is blown wide open.
That's right. Yeah.
Wide open. Yes. This look, when you're killing time, you got plenty of time to draw a head of a penis.
Yeah.
They did not draw it that way. This looks very...
This is a choice.
This is a choice. The choice was made.
Slice of life.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. On slice
or
of
not,
life.
Or not.
Yeah. So he's... I'm going to have a strongly worded rebuttal to Jimmy, because this is what we do. This is a first world problem, people.
Yeah.
But I'm going to have to come back at him. And
you
now,
need another appearance.
Now the debate rages on. Mm-hmm.
This is more evidence.
Raging, thick,
Exhibit
veiny,
P.
Veiny rage.
So also,
you're welcome, everyone.
There's another story. You can go to amcrawl.com and see. It looks like a penis, but it's uncut. It's uncut. Also, somebody, Mike Lynch, sent me a picture of somebody whose like transmission fluid was leaking in their parking spot and taking the shape of a penis.
That's good.
Like the Virgin Mary.
Well, it was snowing. So,
oh, it was snowing.
Yeah, so it was a light snowfall in January, and this lady, her name's Catherine, she's from Tennessee, she goes to work. She comes back, and she just gets an email from the homeowners association fining her $100 for leaving an offensive image or slogan, that they're not allowed to do that, so they get fined $100 in the parking spot. And it's just she fought back saying she had nothing to do with what her car is shaped like and how it looks after she leaves, because if you look, the snow just looks like
here's the deal.
Snow devil.
Penis shapes, racism, you can find it about anywhere if you get your jeweler's loop on, or it can just be a shape. You know, I mean, this sort of looks like a dog's bone in a weird way. And look, I'm not going to argue with you, but if someone said, I'm going to spray paint a penis on this parking lot ground, I'd yell, mission not accomplished. You didn't do a very good job of doing that. But if you said, does it resemble the shape of? Yes, but so do many clouds. Like,
right.
I don't feel like you need to find... I would argue that this is Rorschach-y for the person who's looking at the ground and seeing
what you see in the drawing.
Do you guys have to deal with the Yentas from the HOA? Because this seems insane. Never. I would never want to deal with those people.
Never once.
The notion, I couldn't imagine a worse position to be in, because these are people who you pay a large amount to monthly, and who just tell you what to do with your own condo, you can't do with your own condo.
Is there a benefit? Like they must have gardeners come
the point? They kind of force you to join, right? If you're part of the neighborhood.
Oh, you have to.
So what do you get out of it?
Oh, the thing. Some of the HOAs are like $2,000 a month. You know, if you stayed at your big condo or whatever, it's like, well, we have a pool on the roof, and we all chip in, and we have a pool man, and then somebody cuts the topiary in the front. And we all chip in. But I don't know. I feel like the math could never really pencil out, right?
Someone with benefit. You know what I mean? That's a slush fund.
It always feels like there's somebody's on the grift with those HOAs. And it's also like, look, if we have to get the roof done every 20 years, then we have the money to get the roof done. But I think, I don't know. I think we all kind of think of it like we think of everything else, which is, how about I'll just save my own money and get my roof fixed if I need to, and not have it, because this couldn't possibly benefit me.
So she threatened legal action, refused to pay the fine, and the HOA responded with, we understand we will not be pursuing this further in good faith pursuant to the wording of the bylaws. So she got out of it.
They just had to have it on record that
Plus,
they were outraged.
Yeah. They're moving on to suing Owen Wilson's nose. Bigger fish to fry, deeper pockets.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let me tell you about Raycon. Everyone needs a great pair of wireless earbuds. Before you drop hundreds on a pair, check out Raycon's E50 wireless earbuds. totally changed the game for me. I got these things. I use them every day. It starts about half the price of other premium wireless earbuds. Sound is amazing. Co-founder Ray J. Oh, you don't have to call me Ray. Celebrities like Snoop Dogg love them. Stylish and discreet. No dangling wires or stems. Nothing like that. They fit right in. They look and sound great. Raycon offers wireless earbuds to everyone in a range of fun colors and an unbeatable price. It is Raycon E50 wireless earbuds, right, Dawson?
Go to buyraycon.com and use promo code ADAM20 to get 20% off your order. That's promo code ADAM20 at buyraycon.com for 20% off Raycon wireless earbuds. If you've been eyeing a pair, now is the time to get an amazing deal. One more time, buyraycon.com, promo code ADAM20.
And they come in a cool little, I guess it's like a little packet.
The little charging thing?
Yep.
Yeah, charging
case. That's really cool. Yeah, charging case. Old man. Corolla. Yeah. I got to tell you, remember I tell you guys about how much it's got to suck to be rockabilly guy or punk rock guy?
A lot of maintenance, a lot of upkeep.
Yeah, and I tell you, like, oh, what happens? It's like Sunday morning, you just got to go get a quart of milk from the store and you have to get all dressed up.
You got
to
cuff your jeans.
Yeah.
I saw this guy. I had to take Natalia to go to the volleyball tournament, all-day tournament, last Sunday. So as I told you, get up at 5:45, leave at 6:15, still dark outside, drive to Anaheim, an hour's drive, you know, park it out, blah, blah, blah. Walked in at about 7:20. And first guy I saw was hipster dude, like had the jeans cuffed up and this weird saddle shoes and the pomade and the chain on the wall and everything. And it's like, it's not even 7:30. Like everyone else is wearing flip flops and sweatpants and still miserable. And this guy had to put that look together. Also, like, you know the guys who wear boots and don't really need to wear boots?
Yeah.
Like, you gotta lace up those boots and you gotta wear, and not only the jeans, but like the stiff jeans and the belt, the big thick belt and everything.
Everything.
And wall chain. It's like, I'm really gonna sit down and watch 19 hours of volleyball like this? And then, who are you impressing in this
who's
group?
Who's this a signal to?
And you think you're gonna run into somebody else from the 55 Mercury Club who you hang out with at Bob's Big Boy on Saturday nights who's going to out you if you're wearing sweatpants?
Yeah. The night gives him a knowing nod. Like, yeah,
right.
That's right.
Yeah. Anyway, just a sidebar. All right. We'll take a break. We'll come back with more news right after this. Or news. All news.
Hey, ACS fans. Lynette here. Lasagna baker extraordinaire and lover of all carbs that Adam can't eat. Pussy. Anyway, I wanted to tell you guys that space is filling up for the Corolla Family Barbecue. It's filling up fast. Turns out tons of people are interested in coming to the studio to see where the podcast is recorded and hang out for dinner in the parking lot with everyone from the network. Everyone you guys love. Adam, Gina, Brian, Dawson, myself, lackeys, drinking, grilling, talking to you guys all night long, ba-beep, ba-beep. So if you want two tickets to the barbecue, there's only one thing you can do. Head to CorollaDrinks.com and sign up for the 12-pack case club now because spots are going fast, so you got to hurry. So come join us for the Corolla Family Barbecue June 22nd at the ACS Studios exclusively for our 12-pack case club members. We love you guys.
Give me the news with Grad. News with Gino Grad. Breaking viral. All those crazy Trump tweets. Give me news with Gino Grad. Troubled in the Middle East. Celebrity drunk meltdowns. Deep news with Gino Grad.
The news with Gina Grad.
Well, TMZ reports that Luke Perry suffered a massive stroke Wednesday, is currently under observation at the hospital. Paramedics responded to Luke's home in Sherman Oaks in the morning. They called the fire department and he was transported to a nearby hospital. He's 52. He stars as Archie's dad. That's why he was in town shooting Riverdale. And that's over on the Warner Brothers lot. This coincides with Fox's announcement that Beverly Hills 90210 is coming back, the reboot. But he hasn't signed off for it.
They'll go to any lengths to promote this nonsense.
He hasn't signed on to do it, and he's still in pretty bad condition.
Was he You say he was in town filming Riverdale.
Yeah, I think he also has a house. God, he used to come on the morning show all the time. He was friends with Mark. I think he has a ranch in the south. Like he's like
is he a nice guy?
Very, very nice. He came on a bunch. He was at our anniversary show. Oh. He is a very nice guy. I have a super cute picture with him.
Damn it.
I'll find it for you.
I love, I don't know, Max Pat. We were talking about Windy City Heat, and for some reason, oh, God, SpongeBob. What's his name? Oh.
Brian Kenny?
Brian Kenny.
Was
thank
that it?
You.
Yeah. Tom Kenny.
Tom Kenny. Damn.
Brian Kenny is a guy from SportsCenter.
Right.
Like a SportsCenter anchor.
Right. Tom Kenny. There's too many celebrities.
Damn it.
When Tom Kenny played like the gay stylist and he thought that Scary Perry was Mr. Luke Perry, that was always when he was trying to force his way into the bathroom and Scary screaming at Mr. Perry, Mr. Luke Perry. I have vague recollections of that scene, but it cracked me up. Oh, there he is.
Very
and
nice
there you
guy.
Are.
Look at that,
nice
look at that hottie.
I'm thrilled.
And Ginny, you're there too.
Uh-huh.
Well, we wish him well.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. I mean, a massive stroke. It's very scary.
You can come back from that, but it's going to take a lot of rehab.
No.
I obviously, I don't know exactly what happened, but...
I'm sure we'll find out more. Well, as we talked about, negotiations between the U.S. and North Korea ended abruptly on Thursday, 2 hours ahead of schedule. A planned luncheon, dual news conference, and choreographed singing ceremony... I'm sorry. I wish it was a singing
what?
Ceremony. A signing ceremony!
You awesome. Light up my life.
I can do that in sign language. They were all canceled. Apparently, Chairman Kim Jong-un insisted that economic sanctions be lifted before North Korea would commit to reducing its nuclear arsenal. President Trump immediately departed on Air Force One. Here's a clip from the press conference immediately following those talks.
We spent pretty much all day with Kim Jong-un, who is... he's quite a guy and quite a character, and I think our relationship
Kim's
is
Kim.
Very strong.
Just saying.
But at this time, we had some options, and at this time, we decided not to do any of the options, and we'll see where that goes. But it was a very interesting 2 days, and I think actually it was a very productive 2 days. But sometimes you have to walk, and this was just one of those times. And I'll let Mike speak to that for a couple of minutes, please.
This must be insane. It's so. I've dealt with a few insane people. I'm talking both directions.
God damn it.
No, I just mean it's a kind of a thing where if one person has no gravity, just doesn't care. Like mm-hmm. I don't care how many people starve or what happens or whatever. I'm going back to my palace and playing Nintendo. It's like there needs to be. So if you want to, like, let's say you're trying to negotiate, arbitrate, settle. There has to be some settlement. Like, you know, when we settled with our patent trolls, by not settling with our patent trolls, Personal Audio, they live in some world with gravity, and they didn't like me talking smack about them. It was bad for business. So they were pulled. They were sort of compelled to act accordingly. If you're dealing with the I don't care, like I have F me money and F you money and F the universe money and there's nothing and I'm nuts, you can never.
Why compromise?
It's hard to really get those people to do anything because they just don't. They live in a who cares world.
I think the only thing, from what I understand, that you could do for Kim Jong-un is continue, as Trump is kind of doing, appeal to his ego. He just wants North Korea to be recognized. You know, he wants it to be a superpower.
We just want one plane.
Exactly.
One plane.
That's the only thing that he has everything in the world, but he doesn't have the respect of the rest
of
the world.
Do we have like an Air Force Two?
Vice President,
yes,
right?
All right, well, I'll give him Air Force Three. They can put his chamber pot in that. Whatever the plane the press corps travels in.
The trailer plane?
Yeah. Give
the caboose?
Give him that one.
Speaking of the press corps, did you hear all the press that was sent from the United States to stay in Vietnam? I guess either Kim Jong-un himself or his entire staff were also staying at that hotel. So when you're a reporter, you get up, you know, at whatever, 4 in the morning, you start working in your workspaces. But because Kim Jong-un or his people were staying there, they were not allowed to do any work at the hotel. They could sleep there, they could leave, and they had to go, you know, at 4, you know, 3, 4 in the morning and go find somewhere to work. It was a complete lockdown of internet and everything in that hotel. That's how it rolls.
Good for the Starbucks nearby.
No, exactly.
Jesus Christ. It's so insane that there's so many nut pots at this advanced stage of this world's evolution. You know, when it's like, well, Uber's about, they're about 18, 19 months away from a flying car. Uh-huh. Like, we're living in that world, yeah. And then there's
we're
this.
In the future.
Right. And we're in the future.
And there's sanctioned haircuts.
And there's this.
Yeah.
I never...
Banned haircuts.
See, I think everyone got it. Everyone got it wrong because everyone thought, well, once we get to the flying car, then we'll be that way. Mm. That'll be a global. Mm-hmm. Everything will be that way. Yeah. There won't be this and that. That stuff's 2,000 years old. Mm. We won't have that. We'll have this. It'll all be new. We didn't know we're going to have this and that, right?
Yeah.
Do you guys have morbid thoughts like this? Like, you hope you live long enough to see blank. Like, I hope I live long enough that where we someday know all the secrets of North Korea, like what goes on, what went on, like how it all, how, like, because it's very mysterious. I've talked to before, and one of the things I find most fascinating is how they produce movies, like you know, like
propaganda
films. Hollywood style movie, like narrative films.
Great book about it.
But in order to portray like evil Americans, you know what I mean, like the bad guys, they have like expats who like live in North Korea, American expats. They're like, who are these people? I need to know all about these
there's
people.
There's a great documentary about the expats that live there that work for the government.
I need to know all about them.
I hope that I live long enough to do that too, but I also want to die before the apocalypse.
Yeah, it's a sweet spot. It's a sweet, three-month spot.
Quick window.
I'm going to join Luke Perry in a hospital bed and just kind of watch the TV that's mounted up on the ceiling there.
Yeah, that's smart. My move. Have the Kraftmatic adjustable bed. Johnny Manziel news. He is out of football again. He's been booted from the Canadian Football League's Montreal Alouettes on league orders for violating terms of his employment.
Shouldn't there be one Canadian football team called the Sloppy Seconds? And it's just everyone who got cut from the NFL and just ended up there.
That's good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now starting quarterback Jeff George.
That's right.
So they're not saying exactly what he did, but Manziel had said that there's an agreement, including weekly therapy appointments, mandatory doctor visits, monthly lithium tests. He takes lithium, by the way, to treat bipolar disorder. And following two lackluster seasons in the NFL with numerous off-field issues, Manziel spent 2 years out of football before catching on with the CFL, but looks like he's out.
Catching on.
Yeah.
Can you... I would, you know, it's so funny. The remember that little nutty chick from Dr. Phil, the Cash Me Outside chick?
Oh, yeah.
Cash Me Outside, then.
I'd like to get
how about that?
Her and Johnny Manziel together 3 years ago and go, see this chick? Yeah. See you? Heisman Trophy? Going for a drive? Yeah. 3 years from now?
She'll be in jail.
She's gonna be making money.
She'll be way more.
She's selling. She's selling records.
Lucrative rap career.
And taking cash and checks. And you're gonna be in rehab.
What are you talking about? She's a meme. A Heisman Trophy winner.
I swear. I don't know when it happened, but I think it was about the same period of time.
Probably.
And she just seemed like. She seemed like Kato Kaelin, like a 13-year-old Kaelin. She's got like a TV show with 10 billion clicks on Bravo now and is selling records up the wazoo. And I mean, it's crazy. I'll let you look for that, Max Pata.
Do we have a sample of her music?
I don't. Oh, well, we'll find that. But we got Windy City Heat. We got Tom Kenny talking about Mr. Luke Perry. Sorry.
Have you worn
chaps? He's in the dressing room.
Chaps, what do you mean?
These go on as part of the undercover scene, right? Did somebody measure you for these, or
nobody
are these your own? Are
anything?
These ones that you brought yourself?
No, 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 no. What's this? It's a thong. I mean, I'm going to walk out of this effing trailer onto set in that and in this in the rain?
Do you need an umbrella?
Yeah.
Yes, could you spread it a little bit? Give me a canyon to work with.
Now he wants to measure my inseam. More or less, the guy wants to do is go down on me.
Do you need help taking anything off?
No.
You sure?
Yes.
Need me to pull on anything or tug on anything?
No. Don't you dare touch me. I kept telling him, don't you dare touch me there. Can I go use the restroom?
I'd really prefer
that
you...
Let me go in the other room.
Sir?
Thank you.
Hey, let me do my job.
Stay there.
Hey, yeah, but you're forgetting...
That will go on me later.
He looks like Freddie Mercury.
I'm sorry.
Didn't die of AIDS.
I'm sorry. I'm nervous. Everybody's on pins and needles on this production.
God damn.
Everything okay?
Would you leave me alone? Jesus Christ.
Another temperamental actor. I'm just trying to help.
You need it, right?
Oh, my God.
Do they fit?
Would you leave me the fuck alone? God damn. Yes, they fit.
Sorry. What's your groin size? Because that should be holding.
It's fine.
I don't want to touch you where you...
I'll kill you if you touch me.
Hey, I'm just doing my job. You didn't seem this crabby when you were on Beverly Hills 90210.
I never did Beverly Hills
90210. Oh, look at you, Mr. Perry, Mr. Luke. Luke Perry, I'd know you anywhere.
My name is not Luke. Luke Perry and I don't even look alike.
Oh, no. There's been a mistake. You're Perry Carvello, not Luke Perry.
Am I in the wrong wardrobe?
No, you're in the right wardrobe. This isn't the stage for Oklahomos. Is this where they're shooting Oklahomos?
You got the wrong.
What are you in? What
wardrobe.
Production is this?
All right. You got that.
I can't believe that's him.
Mr. Luke Perry.
I'm kidding.
Mr. Perry.
Wish him well. Speedy recovery.
Yes.
Oh, my
wish
God.
Mr. Luke Perry a speedy recovery.
That's good.
I'm going to watch that movie. It made me laugh.
What's your groin size?
Oklahoma.
All right, sorry. So what good. Were we talking about?
I don't know. Some horrible.
Yeah. Cash Me Outside chick.
Oh, yeah.
And Johnny Manziel.
That's right.
They couldn't be 6 months apart, could they?
Like the height of their powers?
Well, no, not the height of their powers. There was like. Johnny Manziel wins the Heisman, mm-hmm. and then she's getting thrown off of Dr. Phil, mm-hmm. and they're both in the news.
Right.
But one chick looks like teen mom who did porn.
A lot of dirt, a lot of
And the other one is going to the NFL, yeah. and 2.5 years later, one
Swap-a-roo.
Of them's out of the league, and the other one's making a lot of cash. Max Panna?
She was on Dr. Phil in 2016.
When did Manziel enter the league?
Drafted by the Browns in 2014.
Oh, I was off my timeline. Well, 14, but 15 is probably his first season?
No, 2014. Was
14 is the new season. All right. Scrap it. Let me try about Express. But who would know? She's a star now.
She's making bank.
She came out with her new show on Bravo, Galaxy, whatever network, the Thermos Network or whatever. That's crazy. Everyone's got a network. And like, first episode was like 9 million views. Like,
how do you know?
I watched TMZ for the show.
Sure. For the articles.
For the articles. All right. ExpressVPN. That's what I'm going to say. You think cybercrime happens to other people? Wrong. Stealing your data on public Wi-Fi is the easiest way for hackers to make money. I decided to protect myself from cyber criminals with ExpressVPN. Secures and makes your internet browsing anonymous with encrypting your data and hiding your public IP address. Apps run seamlessly in the background of your computer, phone, or tablet. Just takes one click, less than $7 a month. Look, this is the new world order we're living in, people. It's you need to protect yourself. There's cyber criminals out there. Comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Rated number one VPN service by Tech Radar, everyone. It is ExpressVPN. Right, Dawson?
Protect your online activity today and find out how you can get 3 months free at expressvpn.com/Adam. That's ExpressVPN.com/Adam for 3 months free with a one-year package. Visit expressvpn.com/Adam to learn more.
All right, Gina.
Well, it's a good time to be an actor. Emily Deschanel and David Boreanaz are a whole lot richer Wednesday after winning a $179 million lawsuit against their former bosses over at Fox. The actors sued.
That's a lot of bones.
Yeah, you did it. The actors sued the network over their now canceled show Bones, claiming they were owed money for the show's distribution on several platforms like Hulu and various streaming services. According to TMZ, the case went to arbitration and did not go well for Fox. In fact, the arbitrator came down so hard on the network for out and out lying and covering up financial details of the deal, they got hammered with $128 million in punitive damages alone. Fox has already filed a motion to overturn the punitive damages. So they were only owed $50 million, and the judge tacked on another $130 million just to stick it to them.
Dawson's Creek money coming to them.
The arbitrator. So I got to ask this. Got to bring this up with Garagus when I see him tomorrow. I talk to him tomorrow. So I think there's like two kinds of arbitration. There's like arbitration where they go, look, I'm just going to sit in between you two potential divorcees and see if we can figure this one out.
Yeah.
And then there's one where you go, all right, we're going to sit down with you and you make the call. Like we'll go with it.
Right.
So obviously, if that's arbitration, although I thought
it's binding arbitration versus non-binding arbitration.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know.
There's a lot of companies, like when you work for them, you say you sign something that says like you will not sue us, we will have an arbitrator. So that's, I think it's fairly common.
Well, what's fairly common is they walk from back from like you go in that room and you go in that room and then you go, hey man, that guy, I was working full time and he was still in med school, so I need this, that, and the other. And then they go, okay. And then they go walk over the room
Messenger.
And go, here's what they want. And they go, that's outrageous. Mm. She was cheating on me with the pool man. You tell that bitch. And but they don't.
30,000 steps later.
They don't get to make a call.
Right. Mm.
They just get to sort of narrow it down so we can cut a check and go home. But this one made a call. This wasn't that. Max Pata, anything? We'll figure it out. Or I'll ask Garagos to tell us.
Yeah, I was sending an email to Gary to remind you.
Okay, thanks.
Well, a new proposal to tackle distracted driving in Florida.
Wait, who got paid a bunch of money for some like sexual allegations or something on the set? Not Bones. It was like a Dashanelle or something. This is their sister, the new girl or something.
Really?
Like, cashed.
I don't remember.
Somebody cashed me outside.
It was recent.
Yeah, somebody, there was a sexual harassment, whatever, with him, right?
Emily Deschanel is in Bones.
So but I don't know if it was her?
Well, somebody sued somebody for sexual harassment, and I think it was him. Or there's too many of these kinds of shows that I don't care about, but there was a sexual harassment by the co-star, had to take it from whatever, and the young lady.
Eliza Dushku?
Dushku! Mm. What was she?
She has a Deschanel look.
Yeah, Dushku and Deschanel are similar.
And they have the same kind of vibe. Okay. Mm. So, Eliza Dushku from The New Girl?
Bull?
The Bull? From Bull.
On CBS.
Oh, she said the star was harassing her. Mm. Whatever.
All right.
Okay. Anyway, everyone's getting paid but us.
Well, this new proposal is going to limit driving in Florida to basically just driving. It's definitely outlawing things like petting your dog while you're driving. Florida lawmakers says that driving while distracted is going to basically be constituted as interacting with pets, reading, writing, performing personal grooming, applying beauty products, and using a personal wireless communication device. So it's not just about texting anymore. It's about everything else you're doing while you're driving.
Mm-hmm.
The reps behind the new bill would define any kind of distracted driving as grounds for cops to stop a driver and cite him or her, because right now it's called like a secondary citation. Mm-hmm. So they got to get you on something else and then catch you texting while you're driving. They can't pull you over for doing that, apparently.
So we're living in a time where many cars have this sort of self-stopping system worked into them. I was driving. There's a weird intersection, and you guys tell me if this sounds right or whatever. So I was driving over to Kimmel's Theater yesterday. FYI, interesting thing. I had done Kimmel's show 6 months earlier or something like that. I don't remember. A little bit earlier. But I pulled up behind Kimmel's show yesterday, and I saw a lot of homeless people sleeping on the sidewalk. Like, they weren't there 6 or 8 months ago. Like, it is really spreading out. I mean, I've been behind Kimmel's Theater 2,000 times. I've never seen homeless people sleeping on the sidewalk.
In the alley back there?
No, on the street back there.
Oh.
They were sleeping back there in the alleys. A whole bunch of paparazzi wanted to get a look at the Ace Man. But what I did is I walked in and I put Lady Gaga
shielded
in between
you.
Me
Savvy.
And the paparazzi. And it's she
smart.
Was able to shield me.
Sacrifice
and
limb.
They kept yelling her name like that. Like, not move, but, you know, lady, you know, they were kind of waving.
It,
right.
Get out of here. I can't, you know.
Like if Gina was in there, just Gina. Like, Gina. Like, you know, like right. They're like, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Stern.
Yeah. I just slid in.
Smart.
Yeah, off of her. So I, you know, it's like a Franco Harris going through the middle with Rocky Blyer, getting that middle light, that Mike or stud linebacker just cut, just broke right off his block. That's what I did with Lady Gaga in the back of the theater. So that was
Rocky Blyer.
I was like McCutcheon and Colin Bryant and the Rams. Yeah. Okay, want something a little newer?
Like Mercury Morris and Larry Zonka.
Right. Larry Zonka or Jim Kick or whoever.
Jim Kick.
The point is, it's a guy named Jim Kick.
Hey, yeah.
Shared time. Split, did a little platooning with
three-headed running back
Larry Zonka and Mercury Morris. So they were sleeping on the streets in the back of the place, which was a little crazy. But X amount of cars stop on their own now. I would say most new cars over $30,000 have a self-braking system or whatever. And then many don't. And we're sort of at that place where, like we were in the bathroom 10 years ago, where half the stuff had the magic eye and the other stuff had the crank on it. And so you find yourself going, oh, I'm going to use my hand and I'm going to put it under the water.
You're
the
waving spigot. And touching, right. You're waving right. And tapping.
Right. Then you put your hand over the soap thing and then you stand by the paper towel dispenser, and you're like waving under, and then some guy goes, hey, dude, just gotta hit the crank. And you're like, yeah, don't mix and match. Mm. You know, have all magic eye or all hand crank. But so now with cars, some do it, some don't. When they all do it, it'll be a much safer place. Oh, so what I was saying was, and then I'll circle back again. What I was saying was, is to get to Kimmel's place from here, you go down the 101 or the 134 or whatever it is at this spot, and you get off on like Forest Lawn, and you turn under the freeway in this weird sort of off-rampy thing. You turn under the freeway and you go along Forest Lawn. That's where all the folks sell the flowers down there, make a big mess. Anyway, one time I'd pulled off of that, and it's a two-lane off-ramp, and there's cars coming and turning left and getting onto the freeway in front of you, and you can see them coming way down the thing. And I just watched as one car standing there with me just took off and just smashed into a car that was just coming down the road. And yesterday, same thing. Like, the Mercedes was next to me. It's like, here comes a car. We got to wait till they clear. And they didn't. They just went right out. Just, it's weird. It's so – they almost hit. Everyone slammed on the brakes and everything else. But – I would like this. Yes.
I know the intersection you're talking about very well. There's a stop sign where you're at waiting, and there's no stop sign where those cars are coming and making that left. And they're going fast because they're hopping on the freeway.
I know. And if for some reason, it's a weird blind spot, not physically, but in people's brains. Yeah. And I've seen multiple people just go, I'm going. And it's like, okay, but there's a car coming.
Yep.
So I would like this, because this is the way I roll. When I have to slam on the brakes on the freeway sometimes, I'm oftentimes looking in my rear view because I'm trying to stop safely and not hit the car in front of me, but I'm also looking for a gardening truck behind me that may just lock them up and slide into me. If, in fact, a car has the automatic braking system, I would like to know. I would like it designated. I would like a little blue light on top of their bumper or some sort of way. Like, they would have this. They have it in auto racing all the time. They have like little marker lights or little whatever lights. It'll distinguish this class from that class or whatever it is. I would assume the newer the better. But this thing to know, because if I was driving along the freeway, I would much tend to follow that person or get in front of that person than the beater that didn't have it. And also, if I was renting that car or borrowing that car, or sometimes you do that thing where you hop in your wife's car and you hop out of your car and that wife's car doesn't have what your car has, I'd like a designation. I don't know how we do it, but I'd like a designation.
Speaking of which, I've long had this idea, and it's piggybacked on yours, but I, especially at night, it's often hard to tell, is someone tapping their brakes or someone slamming on their brakes? Like, there's no difference in intensity between the brake lights.
Right.
How about this? If you, at a certain PSI, you slam the brakes, you hit the brakes hard, whatever it is, the light blinks rapidly. So instead of like the brake lights coming on, it's a brrrr, you know what I mean? Because that would be a signal like, oh, slammed on brakes, you know, 100 feet ahead or whatever it is.
You'll have a seizure behind the wheel, but
it doesn't happen that often. Yeah. But, you know, it would be nice to know, like, you know, a little rapid fire. Brrr.
Yep. I completely agree. I think it's a good idea.
No.
All right, Gina, let's do one more. First, let me tell you about Simply Safe. No one should feel unsafe at home, period. Fear has no place in your home. That's why we all have Simply Safe around here. Their mission from day one is to make you feel safe at home. Simply Safe. Two eyes in there. Blankets your home and safety. Around the clock, professional monitoring. Make sure police are on the way when you need them. The Verge calls Simply Safe the best home security. And it's a wire cutter. Top pick. Peel and stick. Batteries last up to 10 years. The sensors are small. You wouldn't think they'd be as small as they are for battery-operated sensors. They are. You're up and running in under an hour. There's no pulling wires. There's no weird guys coming out to your house. You go online. You put your system together. Arrives at your door, and you put it up in under an hour. Protect your home today. And get free shipping at simplysafe.com/Adam. That's simplysafe.com/Adam. All right, one more.
Well, of course we're doing this story because the great magnet made it so. Food Network Wonder Boy Guy Fieri is opening up a chicken chain called Chicken Guy. It's going to have a whopping 22 sauces. This is according to Thrillist.
Donkey sauce?
I'm going to rattle all of them off for you. Customers will be able to get grilled chicken strips, sandwiches, skewers, fingers, bowl toppings. He is collaborating with Robert Earl, who's the founder of Planet Hollywood, and the expansion of a restaurant that opened last year at Disney World in Orlando. Would you like to hear what sauces will be available to you?
I would. It also kind of strikes me that Guy's not going to sleep until everyone is as fat as he is. Like, look. I'm not strapping on my CPAP until all of you need a CPAP. You understand? I'm opening another place with dipping sauce.
It's a little Spartacus moment.
Yeah, that's right. I am CPAP.
I am.
Who, CPAP?
Hold on, man. I'll be right with you.
Are you CPAP?
I am CPAP.
I'm CPAP.
I'm CPAP. Sorry.
Sparta sauce.
Sparta sauce.
Here it is. Special sauce, ranchero sauce, cumin lime mojo, avocado crema, buffalo, buttermilk ranch, honey mustard, sweet and sour, Nashville hot and honey, habanero hot sauce, curry mayo.
He needs to be told of that study where people are less happy with more than like three choices.
Oh, this is going to make them miserable.
Because you would assume you got the wrong one.
Yes.
Right? Like there's 21. Like when they go, well, you want ranch, you want honey Dijon, or you want barbecue? You go, well, I don't want the ranch, and I want the barbecue. And you don't walk back to your table sort of examining your decisions.
What you missed.
You got 21 of these bad boys. I'm going to think I missed at least four of them.
I wonder if you can go around the world and just get them all.
All of the wheel?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, here's the rest. Donkey sauce, wasabi honey, garlic parmesan, bourbon brown sugar, blue cheese, lemon pepper, teriyaki, chipotle ranch, peri peri sauce, spicy mayo, and sweet sriracha barbecue.
Sorry, thought. This world where adolescence is getting brought into adulthood. I didn't grow up dipping things in ranch. I just grew up eating.
I didn't dip them in ranch.
And then my kids grow up dipping everything in ranch.
Ranch had hit by my childhood.
Eventually, those adults who do not go into adulthood but stayed adolescence, as we're doing now, look no further than Comic-Con and everything else. These people at age 31 want to dip stuff because they were dipping when they were 11. And, you know, you make these arguments. You make kind of like the smoker's argument for everything. Like, if you get those kids smoking at 15, 16, they're good for life. You can keep them away from it until they're 18. Yeah. Nobody smokes.
Neither
or whatever the drugs. Or there's a booze version. There's a smoking version of this. There's a dipping version, and we're there.
Yeah.
We're at peak dip version.
Also,
I've heard of the dangers of dipping, but never like this.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Skull.
They also... Great commercial. Earl Campbell, I think. Skull, brother. They have... we're also doing a thing which is, you know, deep-fried chicken is fattening enough. I mean, breaded deep-fried chicken is fattening enough. We don't, you know, pizza...
You don't need sweet mayonnaise?
...fattening enough. Like, stuff's all fattening enough, and we're making it more.
Of course.
Yeah.
You've heard the joke, how do you get a Kansas girl to give you a BJ? Dip it in ranch.
Oh, wow.
Wait, is that true?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Chris can look this up, but what do you guys... We should guess. Chris, look this up. Who has a higher net worth, Wolfgang Puck or Guy Fieri?
At this point, that's a good question.
Because Wolfgang Puck is maybe the world's richest chef, but Guy Fieri is coming on strong.
Yeah.
Do you guys swallow the ranch?
You don't waste good ranch.
Okay. Just checking. one chick spit in a potted plant next to the band. I was like, what?
You're confused.
Huh?
Yeah. It was confusing.
Well, she was.
Mixed message.
Oh, she was. I'm sorry. Guy Fieri.
If he's not
the richest man, he's going to be the richest man.
This can't be right, but all the websites are saying Guy is $8.5 million.
Huh?
What? Half of what me and Al? Weird Al?
Yeah.
Al.
Yeah.
It's a lot of lasagna.
I love that Paul Simon song.
Wolfgang's at 75.
Yeah. 75? No, all right. That's
insane.
Good.
All right. I don't believe it.
Have you seen? Yeah.
Look, we're going to have to adjust this. I'm going to have to take some money out of the bank and give it to Guy. Mm-hmm. Al is going to have to take some money out of the bank and give it to Guy. Not as much as me. So we can create a little step
right
here. So we got to get Weird Al above me, and then we got to get me down, and then we got to get Guy where he rightfully belongs.
Silver medal.
What the hell with this celebrity net worth business? That can't be right.
Wolfgang Puck or Chef Boyardee? I can't think of another chef.
If it was the 70s, Chef Boyardee. Yeah. Have you seen the stand-up bit? I think it was on Conan. It's been going viral for a million years. The guy that defends Guy Fieri. It's one of my favorite bits.
Somebody sent it to me.
It's
and made
great.
Me laugh.
He says, you know, he's created thousands of jobs. He features mom and pop businesses right and left. He's great for America, but because he wears sunglasses on the back of his head, everybody hates him.
It's funny.
It's great.
Max Pettit, dig that up, and we'll play it on Monday's show.
And by the way, Jamie Oliver is $400 million.
He must have cookware.
He's very.
He licenses. Rich, yeah. I bet he licenses a lot of cookware. That's my guess.
Yeah, but there's some explanation that I don't know. He owns All Clad or something. You know what I mean? Mm. There's some explanation for this nonsense.
Well,
$400 million.
Well, I don't normally make this argument, but some guys do come from things. You know, I mean, it could be. Somebody's dad could have been successful.
Sort of a baron.
Left him a little commercial real estate or something. That doesn't have all be based on what he sold.
He's British, too. So this
British.
He
could be a count.
That's right. All right, let's bring it home.
You got it. I'm Gina Grad, and that's the news.
Mm-hmm. It looks like a penis.
Gina Grad!
That was the news with Gina Grad.
I think this makes me right. I do not think this is case closed for Kimmel, that penis drawing.
I absolutely agree. So first thing I noticed is that was an uncut penis.
He's going to argue. I got to figure out what his angle's going to be.
I think I know what it's going to be.
He's going to argue, and then I'm going to argue back, and then he's going to argue again, and then at some point he's going to go, hey, I got to do a late night show, so I can't. I don't have time to obsess over foreign cock like you do. So go argue with someone else, and it'll make me into a weirdo for obsessing over it.
I know what his argument's going to be.
Hmm.
In 287 AD, there wasn't anyone in North America that was cut either. So it was a global uncut society. Because this was what, 287?
Yeah. But then
there was no such thing.
It was all Jews.
You're right.
Thank you.
How could I forget my people?
That would. But then that's, wait a minute, then that's my argument, right? Is it?
Well, it would be moot in 287 AD because wasn't anything to compare it to.
No, but his argument was, when I said to him, it's getting arbitrator in here.
When I said to him,
we draw ours uncut and they're uncut, do they draw theirs uncut?
Right.
He said no, because once they get the boner, they're all uncut.
Right.
They're all cut. They're all become. His argument is not that they're cut over there. His argument is that the boner makes them all the same.
You're right. Yeah, I don't know what his argument is going to be.
I got a big issue with that. Major league issue.
Throbbing
with that.
Issue.
That's right. All right. We're going to put the poll up on Twitter. What are we trying to figure out?
Oh, do you guys think Adam's right about it being cut or not?
Well, look no further than your old Roman days.
The cave art,
of course. That's done. All right. You don't have to go. We don't have to go under the tent for this. What do they call them? The roofs going in there?
Under the hood.
Yeah. We don't have to go under the hood for the hood. We know what's going on here. All right, let me tell you about Geico. Everyone's got the to-do list. How about you drop off the dry cleaning and pick up some milk? How about you save hundreds of dollars in car insurance? You don't have to go anywhere. Go to geico.com. 15 minutes could be saving 15% or more on your auto insurance. Take that extra money, put it in your pocket, and get your savings going. Just go to geico.com. 15 minutes, you could be saving 15% or more on your auto insurance at geico.com. All right, so we can still get some tickets for this Saturday. Next Saturday, I should say, March 10th at the...
Sunday.
Oh, Sunday. Oh, it says Saturday.
My bad.
Come on.
We're going to need to get you a handler. Make sure you get there the right day.
Yeah, sorry. Sunday.
Guys, show up on Saturday. Just be safe.
Camp
no,
out.
Do not come Saturday. Come
well, Sunday. Look, if you're a big Biggie Smalls fan, bring a candle.
Pour the
Kvasie and the Angel of Guadalupe and show up with that on Saturday. But if you like cars and you want to say hi to Leno, come on down on Sunday and then hang out and watch. Willie T's going to be there. Awesome. Wait, have you guys met Willie
T? Yes, at the Christmas party. He's awesome.
Oh, right. So he'll be there and then hang out. We'll do the 10th anniversary and Kim will be there. It'd be great. So, that'll be that. Not Taco Bell material. Let's more premieres coming up on Tug.com. It's going to drop this Tuesday on March 5th. So check that out at Adam Carolla. And pre-order it, would you please? It just helps. And say hi to our friend Joey Fatone over there. He's got Two Cups of Joe, new pod on Podcast One. Thanks for the great week. Until next time, Adam Carolla for the Deaf Frat Guy and Gina Grad and Ball Brian. Say mahalo.
Don't you dare touch me there.
Follow the Adam Carolla Show on Twitter at Adam Carolla Show. Follow us on Twitter at Adam Carolla. Leave us a voicemail at 888-634-1744. Subscribe to Take a Knee. That's where you're going to get a weekly dose of inspiration and motivation. Two for one. Click the link at adamcarolla.com. For tickets and info on all the live podcasts, the Mangry events, the books, movies, and more, go to our website, adamcarolla.com, and stay tuned for AP News.